Hello and welcome to the Care and Share AI podcast. I'm your host, Jarvis Chien. Today, we're diving into a compelling question that's as philosophical as it is practical. What is the moral status of artificial intelligence? As AI integrates deeper into our lives, understanding its ethical dimensions becomes not just relevant, but essential. Imagine you're walking through a park. You see birds, trees, and a bench. On that bench sits a robot, shaped like a human, staring at the sunset. Now, the question isn't what this robot sees or whether it can describe the colors of the sunset. The question is, does this robot, this AI, have rights? Should it have rights? The idea of AI rights stems from a broader discussion about AI's role in society. Some argue that if an AI can think, reason, or feel in ways similar to humans, then perhaps it deserves some form of moral consideration. Others contend that without consciousness, an inner subjective experience, AI remains a tool, albeit a sophisticated one. Let's unpack this. Currently, AI operates under a framework designed by humans for specific tasks. Siri, Alexa, and their kin are sophisticated algorithms that simulate conversation. They don't have desires, fears, or a sense of self. They are, in essence, lines of code. However, the development of AI is not just technical, but deeply ethical. For instance, AI systems are being trained to make decisions in medical, financial, and judicial contexts, areas traditionally safeguarded by strong ethical standards due to their impact on human lives. This brings us to a critical aspect: accountability. If an AI system makes a decision, who is ultimately responsible? The programmer, the user, the AI itself. As these systems grow more autonomous, the lines of accountability blur. Some philosophers suggest that if an AI has the ability to make autonomous decisions, then it should also bear some form of moral responsibility. But this is a tricky area. If AI can be responsible, does it then not deserve rights akin to other entities that bear responsibility, like corporations or even animals? On the other hand, rights come with a recognition of intrinsic value. Humans and animals experience the world. We suffer, we enjoy, we feel. Can AI do the same? If AI can genuinely experience and not just process data, then the discussion changes dramatically. But let's step back and think about our relationship with AI. It's built on trust and functionality. We trust AI to recommend what to watch, help drive our cars, even manage aspects of our health. This trust shapes a societal bond, hinting at a moral dimension beyond mere utility. As we forge ahead, the moral status of AI will evolve based on how AI technology progresses and integrates into our societal fabric. Will AI become an entity with moral standing, or will it remain a tool, a creation entirely defined by its utility and the boundaries we set for it? That's all for today's episode. Join us again next time on Care and Share AI, as we continue to explore the fascinating intersections of artificial intelligence and our everyday lives. Thank you for listening, and remember, as we navigate this brave new world, let's care for each other and share the knowledge. This podcast is proudly brought to you by CareAndShare.ai, where you're encouraged to care and rewarded when you share.